With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israeli troops mistakenly shot three hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City, and an Israeli strike killed a Palestinian journalist in the south of the besieged territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the killing of three Israeli hostages by Israeli forces is heartbreaking.
The Israelis will certainly take a look at this, and I'm sure they will do the forensics and to try to figure out how this happened.
Kirby also says the U.S. cannot say if Israel is intentionally targeting journalists.
In an ongoing dynamic conflict such as this, we are not going to make ourselves judge and jury over every single airstrike and every single kinetic event that happens on the battlefield.
Israeli troops have been engaged in fierce fighting with Hamas terrorists in recent days. Government officials say the U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in the level of homelessness, up 12% this year over last year. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness says more than 653,000 Americans are without a permanent home. Reasons why include the escalating cost of rent and the end of pandemic-related programs that offered rental assistance and a freeze on evictions. The report also finds more than a quarter of those without permanent housing are over age 54, and 37% identify as Black. The council's executive director, Jeff Olivet, says many Americans are just one crisis away from becoming homeless. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P down a fraction, oil down to $71.43 a barrel. This is SRN News. Chaplains are coming to Texas schools.
Two districts in Tarrant County will begin allowing clergymen to serve as mental health counselors alongside their secular counterparts. A lot of parents like the idea. At a recent school board meeting, one said, quote, "If it is okay for a chaplain to go into a school after a tragedy occurred, it should be okay for that same chaplain to go into a school before an event happens." Polls indicate students are experiencing high levels of stress these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany and Turkey have agreed to gradually end the deployment of Turkish imams to Germany and instead train imams in Germany to serve the country's large Muslim immigrant community. German authorities have sought for years to increase the number of imams educated domestically to decrease the influence of foreign countries on its Muslim communities, many of which are being radicalized. This is SRN News. Markets end the week on a winning note. Seth Soutel reports.
Wall Street drifted through mixed trading to put a quiet end to another solid week. The S&P 500 finished nearly unchanged Friday. The benchmark index closed out a seventh straight winning week. The Dow rose 56 points. That's about 0.2%. That was enough to set an all-time high for the Dow for the third day in a row. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.4%. Hopes for cuts next year to interest rates from the Federal Reserve have sent Treasury yields tumbling this week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.92%. That yield had been as high as 5% in October. Seth Soutel, New York.
Short-term rental platform Airbnb has agreed to pay $621 million to settle a years-long dispute over unpaid taxes in Italy, but they won't try to recover the money from its hosts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.